For a new Ford, make it Bill Curry, Tampa Bay's first family of Ford for over 60 years. At Bill Curry, our prices are better than good. They're the best, and they're right up front with our $5,000 best price guarantee. That's right, Bill Curry will meet or beat any Ford dealer's best offer or give you $5,000 cash. Shop our huge selection of new Fords, then get the lowest price, the best price, or we'll give you $5,000 cash. Only at Bill Curry Ford, located on Dale Mabry, a mile north of Raymond James Stadium.
Broadcasting from the ESPN Tallahassee studios in Florida's capital city and in partnership with the JoeBucksFan.com podcasting network, this is the Scuttlebucks on 97.9 ESPN Radio. The Scuttlebucks with Jeff Cameron and Tom Lang is presented by Bill Curry Ford, Tampa's hometown Ford dealer for nearly 60 years and home of the nationwide lifetime warranty for new and pre-owned vehicles. BillCurryFord.com. Here's ESPN Tallahassee's Jeff Cameron and Tom Lang.
All right, good to be with you. Off of another win. Another way to start the Scuttlebucks. Abbreviated edition, unfortunately. We'll explain in a moment. But the beat goes on. Tampa Bay moves to 6-7, gets that win. But, man, it came at a serious cost. Mike Evans, done for the year. Jameis Winston, fractured thumb. Just got off the phone with, let's just say, a friend who informed me that Jameis is either not going to practice today or will be, quote-unquote, limited in his abilities to practice. Now, by the time you hear this, which is on a Wednesday, and you will hear it on a Wednesday, some new information could come to light, but I have no reason to discard this. In fact, that information is it's just flat out accurate. But I also heard this. Jameis is lobbying to play. It's not surprising. He obviously played really well with that injury. The risk in a situation like that, couple things here to think about the injury. First of all, you know, if you refuse to let it get cold, you know, you kind of saw this a little bit in the Kansas City New England game with Patrick Mahomes, who had a hand injury, a wrist injury. In game, if you can keep it loose and keep, you know, squeezing footballs and throwing on the sideline when your defense is out there and so forth, you can get through that with adrenaline and your body having been warmed up. But after the game, when things set, and in this case, it's a hairline fracture of the thumb, the swelling begins and the pain begins and the rigidity begins. And so the ability to then grip a football, handle a snap, especially from under center, and then obviously release and guide a football, which is coming into question with Jameis on a regular basis anyhow, because of the interceptions, is something that you worry about. Toughness is not something we have to worry about with that guy. Never has been. Tom and I, my cohort here with the Scuttlebucks, I should welcome you in, Tom.
Hello.
have covered Jameis since the day he arrived in Tallahassee, and there's a guy that played the entire 2014 season with a horrible high ankle sprain that if you were ever to look at it, would make you vomit. And then in addition to that, the shoulder problem he had 2 years ago that he continued to play through, even though his coach rolled him under the bus after games, was something to behold as well. So,
well, he's cleared to play. That's all I know. He's cleared to play.
So toughness is not anything you worry about with him, and he wants to play. He's basically, for lack of a better term, lobbying the coaches to play, the organization to play this week against Detroit. I don't know how wise a decision is. The second part of that equation that I was describing there is, can you do further damage to this injury? The guess is yes. If it just becomes a full-on fracture, I don't suppose that's a massive risk. We're not talking about nerve damage here. And there's not much for the Bucs to play for. But to be sure, when you're 6-7, you can see 500 or better down the tunnel, right? You're looking at something here that matters to competitors. It matters to this team that they not have another losing season. I guarantee you it matters to Jameis Winston. So they want a battle, but they're going to do it without Mike Evans. You've had hobbled and guys, you know, playing through injuries on the offensive line. You lose your best receiver. Your quarterback's got a fractured thumb. It adds up to kind of a bleak picture when you're trying to win out. They could legitimately now, but you are seriously limited and your weaponry here, and I just wonder the decision that they'll make. Because the second part in the equation, and I'm not talking about the injury anymore, but now I'm talking big picture stuff, is has Tampa Bay already made up their mind as to, no matter what happens in these remaining games, given the injury situations and all of that, have they already made up their mind what they're going to do in regards to Jameis Winston? Is this a franchise tag? Is this a two-year thing? What is it they're going to do with Jameis Winston? Because if they've already made up their mind, I'll be honest, I'd sit him down. I'd tell him, no, we're done here. Hey, listen, we've seen what we've needed to see. There's no sense in you playing these remaining games with a fractured thumb. And we'll move on. We're comfortable with our decision, especially if you're having him come back.
Well, I think the hard part here is, you know, do you want to telegraph that the franchise tag is something that you're going to do, say, in December, the year prior to the next season? Or do you want to enter negotiations, see if it works? If it doesn't, the franchise tag is the fallback. Because you have other options to franchise tag. Shaq Barrett's one of them. You could decide, you know what? Listen, he had a great start to the season. He's been okay to pretty good at times.
Yeah.
After his meteoric rise to the top of the... I mean,
he went crazy, and then he slowed way back.
He's projected to have 25, 20, whatever it was, crazy number of sacks for the year. And honestly, he barely missed on a couple others. But we would like to see more information on Shaq instead of committing to him for five seasons at a ridiculous guarantee.
I agree with that. It's going to be hard.
So if you're the Bucks, you know, maybe you've made up your mind and maybe you sit him, but I don't know that you would want to telegraph to the fans and put it out in a press release or a media availability that, you know, he's back next year. We just don't know if it's going to be a franchise tag or a bridge deal, or if you just want to outright say your plans. If you don't know, though, you got to play him. And also, I'd argue this. You should play him anyway. If the worst he can do is fracture his thumb in such a way that it doesn't affect the touch on his throws moving forward, let this guy play it out with his teammates, because you're building something here that we haven't had before. You had Ryan Jensen in the postgame on Sunday saying that it's nice to see the culture changing in this locker room. It's not a superstar player. A guy
an
who
important player, though.
Sits in the back, and he arrived in, you know, amidst turmoil,
yeah,
at the end of the dirt cutter time, and he saw what happened earlier this year with the adversity that hit. You miss a kick, you have the Tennessee game, you have the Jameis game out in London, and you fought back from all of that. Two 10-point deficits, a 14-point deficit in this game on Sunday. You come back, you win that football game, and you're talking about culture improving. Okay, let's continue that momentum into the offseason.
One other aspect at play here is whether or not you really want to get a serious look at Ryan Griffin, not moving forward as your franchise quarterback, as a guy that you're going to hang your hat on, but as a viable backup. Obviously, he was thrust into a pretty untenable situation, and he looked awful. Awful. But it's brief, and he had very little time to warm up and anything else. It wasn't a game plan for him, all that other stuff. So do you want to see how he plays when he's tabbed as the starter and he gets the reps during the week as a starter, and whether or not he's a guy you want on the franchise to remain as your backup quarterback, or do you want to go somewhere else? We've seen a lot of backup quarterbacks this year. A lot of them have been, you know, thrown into duty and performed exceptionally well. Obviously, Teddy Bridgewater comes to mind, but we've seen these guys.
Well, and you know me, I want to see what Justin Watson's all about, and the best chance I get to know what Justin Watson is, is working with Jameis, right? And it looked like they already had a bit of a rapport right out the gate.
Didn't it? Yeah.
I mean, that doghouse must have been the size of a Sam's Club, because seriously.
He couldn't get out of that.
He can't get out of there?
Yeah.
The dude looked like he knew where to be, made a couple of key catches, including my play of the game this past weekend was the 3rd and 10. After the pick six, we go back down the field. It's a 3rd and 10. He fights through, Jameis does, two or three chances to be sacked,
yeah,
rolls left, emerges from the pile, and finds Watson. It's not exactly a perfect throw, but the kid makes the catch,
yeah,
and we get a first down, and there we go.
Funny thing about that, by the way, with O.J. Howard, I want to say this. It made me laugh. Did you see that his PFF, and that's not everything, but if you just look at a Pro Football Focus rankings, his ranking was the exact – his score of 51, whatever it is, was the exact same one as Nick O'Leary's. My God.
Was it really?
Could you take a flyer on Nick O'Leary? He knows where to be. He's got a connection.
Well, he's out in Jacksonville.
Yeah, he's playing, man. He's,
you mean
he's,
a flyer in the offseason or a flyer?
Yeah, no, I'm saying, he's a team-to-team, year-to-year kind of guy. You can get him for $1,000, Tom.
He doesn't want
give
for
you
money.
$50.
That tells me he desires it because he doesn't want for money, being in the bloodline that he is.
Yeah, no, but he does love to play. Anyhow, I'm only kind of tongue-in-cheek in that thing there, but I'm saying one's a first-round draft pick.
Over Brait, maybe.
Brait's
expensive, though. And I think money questions are coming here. Although the league is projecting to be in the upper 190s to low 200s in terms of salary cap.
Yeah.
It's a 50% increase in the last five seasons for the NFL salary cap.
Well, let's get to this. It's a very short edition of the Scuttlebucks, unfortunately. We were contracted, no other way to say that, to go through the 13 games that we've done. There's many reasons for that, but suffice to say, Tom and I love doing this show, and I want to thank you. He wants to thank you. I can speak for him here in the interest of time.
Speak the speech, I pray you.
Yeah, I know. We both really enjoy doing the Scuttlebox, and we really appreciate all of you who listen, and we appreciate that you've allowed us to come back and do this. I want to continue. I know Tom does, too, and we'd love to finish out the year this year with you on into the offseason up to the draft. If that's something that would interest enough people out there, we'd be happy to do it. We'd be honored to do it. And we want to thank Sean Sullivan. Bill Curry Ford has been a great sponsor, continues to be, and we want to continue to work with them. And anybody else, for that matter, that would like to be a part of this podcast, the Scuttlebucks, and allowing for us to continue on to do it. So if you want to be a part of it, please make it known to our friends at JoeBucksFan.com. It would enable us to continue on and finish out the year and then certainly be back with you again next year, which is something we plan on doing. So we love doing the podcast. Not going to sit up here and beg or anything like that. We're just going to tell you that this was the arrangement. Nobody's done anything wrong. We're not scheduled to do any more right now. This would be the last of the Scuttlebucks unless something changes, and we're hoping it does, and that'd be great, and we'd be honored. But we do want to thank everybody involved, and Steve and Lee and everybody at JoeBucksFan.com are great to us, and we love JoeBucksFan.com. And certainly, as I mentioned before, Bill Curry Ford has been a wonderful sponsor. So I just can't thank whether it be Tom across from me or all of you listening or our sponsors enough for being part of the Scuttlebucks, and let's keep it rolling.
Well, and be sure, if you've got automotive needs between now and the end of the holiday season and beyond into 2020, don't forget about Bill Curry Ford.
Yeah,
because they're near and dear to my heart as well, because they sponsor Hockey Talk in Tampa Bay. The Joe Bolts Fan Podcast will be launching late January. So we'll see if we have a new coach in Amalie Arena by that point. I hope so, personally. But, I mean, they've been sponsoring elements of what we do together, about what I've done for the hockey for a long time. So, really, if you've got a decision to make, remember the people who support, people who sponsor local talk in Tampa Bay, and that's Bill Curry Ford. They're better than just about anybody you can draw up here in Tallahassee, Tampa. So easy to work with.
Good stuff. Go Bucks. Happy holidays to each and every one of you if we don't get a chance to talk again until next year. I'm hoping that's not so, but it might very well be. Go Bucks! An intriguing next few games, really interesting offseason forthcoming.
You think they let him play?
Well, he's going to lobby. Jameis will lobby for it.
I think Bruce would greenlight him.
If he shows that he can throw the football with a degree of accuracy. Right now, by the way, there's so much. I really want him to play as long as he's not going to get hurt. Because this thing's still playing out magnificently. I mean, this last game is the epitome of Jameis Winston's career. He's all at once brilliant and a nightmare. You go from play to play saying, what are we going to do with this guy? Yeah. To, oh, my God, that's brilliant. You can't get rid of him. To, my God, I can't win like this. To, oh, my God, look at that throw. It's every week.
Well, it's a conversation we'll have definitely up here in Tallahassee, which is, let's just say this is the end of the year. What do you do?
Well, then you tune into us on the Jeff Cameron Show weekdays, Monday
we'll
through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. on 97.9 ESPN Radio.